Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and tell the story.
Oh, after about 10 years, there was two men. One was waiting for the other, and the police came along and wanted to know what he was doing there. He told the police that he was waiting for his friend. The police was really the friend that he was looking for, but after the police looked at him, he discovered that he was a wanted man. And so he kept walking. He didn't want to be the one to arrest him because he was his friend. But he sent another man back and to arrest him. And after they talked for a while, they just left from the place where they were meeting, where it used to be a restaurant there. And they wanted to have dinner, but the restaurant had been torn down after a while, and they didn't have nowhere to eat. But they walked around for a while to find another place. And then his friend, was supposed to have been his friend, told him that he was not the man he was looking for, and he was the man supposed to have been, was wanted by the police. And after that, they took him to jail, took him, and I guess locked him up or something, so that he was kind of disappointed then, because he thought that he was waiting for his friend. After a long time, he had not too much to be excited about after waiting with a cigar in his mouth all that time. And I guess what else was he supposed to do? It was, his friend was from the West, I think, and after, I don't remember all of this story. After that, I think he went on, a restaurant was called Big Joe Brady's Restaurant, but they didn't go in there because it had been torn down, and they went someplace else to have dinner. After they got there, the guy told him that he was wanted by the police. What was that? I don't remember too much.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I would like you to think of a story. Maybe a childhood experience that has at least three people in it. A personal experience or childhood experience.
Of childhood experience.
Mm-hmm. And then when you're ready, just...
Okay. Three people. Well, when I was a little girl, I don't remember my mother. My mother died when I was a baby. And my grandmother had to send my uncle to pick me up from my other grandma, from my mother's mother. I don't think they gave him too much anything to wrap me up in, to keep me warm, to bring me home to my other grandmother. So my uncle took his coat off and wrapped around me, so that I would stay warm. But by the time I got from Hamlet, North Carolina, to Rockingham, North Carolina, I guess I had caught pneumonia. And my dad's mother had to take care of me and raise me up too. I got grown. I'm here, still here. And hopefully I will continue. But I had some aunts and uncles, and they were nice. And my dad's uncles helped my grandmother to rear me. And my dad died in 1950, so I still don't have no brothers and sisters. I never had any. But I've been happy in so far I'm not doing too bad, but I was fortunate enough myself to have 6 girls and 2 boys that made my family increase. So now I am doing okay. I'm 76 years old. I'm not sick, really. I do suffer with a little high blood pressure and things like that. I guess everybody has some kind of complaints when they get a little older. But so far, I'm doing okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to tell you a short story.
Okay.
And then you can tell it back to me.
You need this?
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, I need to have that. Yeah, keep that on. I'm going to take the rest of the session, if you don't mind. Okay. This is a story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she did not see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries, so she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and a little girl told her that she had found her wallet, and the lady was very relieved. Mm-hmm. And that's the story.
That was a good one.
Can you tell it back to me?
The lady went to the store, did her grocery shopping, and while she was shopping, her wallet fell out of her pocket. Then when she got to the cashier, she didn't have no money to pay for her food, so she had to put it back. And then she went home. When she got home, the phone rang. There was a little girl calling her to tell her that she had found her wallet. And she was very happy after that.
Okay. Try to remember that, because I'm going to ask you to tell it to me again at the very last. Okay. Next, I'm going to...
She got it.
Oh, she got it? Okay. I'm going to say some numbers, and I'd like for you to repeat it. These are the memory exercises now. I'm going to tell you some numbers, and I'd like you to repeat it after me. Okay. 582.
582 582 six 94 six 94 six 43 9 64 39 7 2 8 6 7 2 8 6 4 2 7 3 1 4 2 7 3 1 4 2 7 3 9 2 4 8 7 3 9 2 4 8 7 3 9 2 4 8 7 5 9 1 7 4 2 8 5 9 1 7 4 2 8 4 1 7 9 3 8 6 4 1 7 9 3 8 6 4 1 7 9 3 8 6 5 8 1 9 2 6 4 7 5 8 1 9 2 6 4 7 3 8 2 9 5 1 7 4 3 8 2 9 5 1 4 7
2 7 5 8 6 2 5 8 4 2 7 5 8 6 2 5 7 4 7 1 3 9 4 2 5 6 8
Repeat that again, please.
7 1 3 9 4 2 5 6 8
7 1 3 9 4 2 5 6 8
Okay. Now I'm going to say some numbers, but I would like for you to repeat them backwards. Okay. 2 4 4 2 5 8 8 5 6 2 9 9 2 6 4 1 5 5 1 4 3 2 7 9 9 7 3 2 Okay. 4 9 6 8 8 6 9 4 Yes. 1 5 2 8 6
8 6 1 8 6 51.
Okay.
6 1 8 4 3 5
Now I'm going to give you some categories, and I'd like for you to tell me as many items that fall into that category as fast as you can. Like, for example, if the category were clothes, you would tell me as many items of clothing as you can think of. Okay? And let me get my timer out. So when I give you the category, you can go ahead and start. Okay, the first category is foods. Anything that you can eat.
Cabbage, collard greens, string beans, potatoes, white potatoes, sweet potatoes, squash, okra, eggs, bread, cheese, chicken, cauliflower, carrots, green peas, soup, beans, dried beans, lima beans, butter beans, white beans, farina, oatmeal, all kinds of cereal, beef, pork, liver, pizza, cake, cookies, candy, popcorn, I guess that's it.
That's it? Okay. The second category is animals. As many animals as you can think of.
Dogs, cats, hogs, cows, horses, elephants, camels, I know some of them, I can't think of the name of them. Did I say elephants? Monkeys, apes, I guess that's about all I can think of right now.
No more?
Dogs, I can just call any kind of dogs. I guess.
Okay.
The dogs, just dogs include everything, all dogs.
Unless you want to name, get specific.
That's it.
Okay. The last category is kitchen items. Anything you find in the kitchen.
Pots and pans and dishes and forks and spoons and knives. Spices, oils, stove, refrigerator, table, chairs, and the kitchen, pantry, and all that stuff. I guess that's it. I guess that's it. God, I don't even know.
Can you give me a few more?
In the kitchen. Cabinets. I said tables and chairs and tables. I said spices.
I just wanted you to get to at least a minute. That's all you can think of?
I'm looking in my kitchen. That's all I can think of in my kitchen.
I just wanted you to get to at least a minute.
Okay.
That's all for that. The next thing, this is an exercise of attention and inhibition. For this exercise, all I want you to do is start from this row, go across each row, and read the names of the colors as fast as you can. Just read across as fast as you can.
Green, blue, yellow, red. Yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, green, yellow, red. Blue, green, blue, yellow, red, green. Red, green, blue, yellow. Yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay. That's that one. So part two, same thing, start at the top, go across each row, and tell me the color of each dot. That's
green, blue, yellow, red. Yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, green, yellow, red. Blue, yellow, red, green. Red, green, blue, yellow. Yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay. That's 12 seconds. And the last thing, this is where the attention comes in. Now, instead of reading across, I still start across each row, but instead of reading, I want you to tell me the color that each word is printed in.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Blue, red, blue, Yeah, you said the color of each word.
The color
right.
of each
okay.
word.
Blue, red, yellow, green. Blue, green, yellow, red.
What's your reading?
Hmm?
Your reading. Tell me, don't read the word, tell me the color that it's printed in.
Oh.
You started, but then you started reading.
Do I?
You started right. You said blue, red, green, yellow, and that was right. That's what I want you to do.
Oh, blue, red, blue, red, blue, blue, red, yellow, green, yellow, green. That's what you want.
Well, you started, then you started reading.
Blue.
Yeah. Blue, red,
red.
Green, yellow.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Got it.
Blue,
okay.
Red, green, yellow.
Yes.
Blue, green, yellow,
right.
Green, blue.
Right.
Green, blue, yellow, green, yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, red, yellow, green, blue, green, red, blue, yellow, red.
Yes. That was about 24 seconds. Yeah, that's the exercise. It's a test of attention. It's not actually a test, an exercise of attention.
That's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay attention to what you're doing, and then you have to inhibit what you normally want to do, just what you were doing reading, and tell me the color instead. The last thing is the story about I told you about the lady with the groceries.
Yes.
Could you tell that to me once more?
A lady went shopping, and while she was in the store shopping, she lost her wallet, but she didn't realize she had lost her wallet until she got to the cashier. She discovered that she didn't have her wallet, so she had to put the food back and go home. So when she got home, the phone rang. The little girl was calling her and telling her that she had lost her wallet. She was very happy.
Okay. That's all. That's all I have.
And this is yours, too.
Thank you.
Well, gee, that's nice.
Well, thanks for helping me with the study. I appreciate it. The only thing I have left is, this is your attendant form, the university.